Lieutenant Ed Walsh is best introduced by his colleague, Boston Fire Department spokesman Steve McDonald.
He was assigned to Engine 33 up here on Boylston Street at the Prudential Center. He was married, had three children, two boys, one girl, all under age 10. He's 43 years old. He's been on the Boston Fire Department for 9.5 years.
And firefighter Michael Kennedy.
33 years old, single. Michael lived in Hyde Park, and I'll go back. Lieutenant Walsh lived in West Roxbury. Michael lived in Hyde Park. He was single. He was a combat veteran of the U.S. Marines, and he's been assigned to Ladder 15, again, up here at the Prudential Center.
Even though they fought and died in a fire in one small building, the impact continues to spread much farther. Today, the entire city was in mourning. Lieutenant Ed Walsh's Hyde Park neighborhood was very quiet, and his home appeared to be empty. Neighbors didn't answer their doors. But on nearby Center Street, Walsh was remembered fondly, from the diner to the hardware store.
When I saw his picture online last night, my heart just absolutely broke, knowing what a tremendous guy he was in every sense of the word.
Rick Devins, an elevator mechanic, knew Walsh professionally, but remembers him as a friend. He described Walsh as a smart guy who loved his work, first in the West Roxbury Firehouse, then in the Back Bay.
It was a building in Brighton, and I got acquainted with him there. Extremely competent, loved his work. He was lighthearted in that. A good example is I've been having an issue with something in a building that he was associated with, and he knew that we were trying the best we can to take care of it, and he knew that, and he said, okay, just keep at it, and I appreciated that, because he was just a pleasure to deal with and a fine man.
Devins choked up when talking about how the community will do everything it can for Walsh's wife and three young children. Walsh could be found playing basketball or ordering sandwiches with them at a local deli. The fireman in the West Roxbury station declined to comment, asking for privacy. And just a few miles away in Hyde Park, fireman Mike Kennedy's family asked for the same. Their neighborhood was also quiet. But Kennedy didn't spend much time at home, according to friends. He was an avid motorcyclist, a volunteer with the Big Brother Big Sister program, and a CrossFit coach.
His personality here at the gym was outgoing, loved CrossFit, loved to work out, was passionate about it, but at the same time, just a regular guy.
Lisa Markland often worked out with Kennedy. She said he loved exercise, was in tip-top shape, and enjoyed coaching people of all ability levels.
When I heard that it was Mike, the wind just left me. Someone called me. I remember seeing the fire on TV before I left to go to the gym. And I remember saying, I know Mike's okay. And can't imagine he's not going to be there. You know, today just doesn't seem like a normal day. I know the sun is shining, but I can't imagine how some of the others are feeling.
Markland says she and the other CrossFit participants are dedicating today's workout to Kennedy, with the number 33, his age, 33 squats, 33 push-ups, etc. It's just the beginning of citywide efforts to both honor and mourn firefighter Mike Kennedy and Lieutenant Ed Walsh. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.